Making Sense of Hard Times. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Have you ever been through a season of difficult times? Where one thing after another goes wrong, or your trying circumstance seems to go on and on and on? You look for the light at the end of the tunnel, and it appears that the tunnel doesn't end? As I was reading through the Gospel of John, I came across two passages that caught my attention. They didn't immediately cure certain situations I was experiencing, but they did give me a better understanding of the sovereign God, who is Lord over every season of my life. They helped me make sense of hard times. In John chapter 9, Jesus is leaving the temple after a contentious exchange with the Jews. As he is leaving, he sees a man who had been blind since birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus' response caught my attention. It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. The key phrase, the works of God displayed in him. The word works comes from a Greek word that means a deed or action that carries out or completes an inner desire, intention, or purpose. So God had an inner desire and purpose concerning this man's blindness. In John chapter 11, Jesus receives word that his friend Lazarus is sick. Jesus' response to his disciples about this situation was key. This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. The key phrase, it is for the glory of God. The word glory means dignity, honor, praise, or worship, that which evokes good opinion. Jesus is saying God's dignity and honor would be displayed through this situation that would reflect positively on the Father. The blind man's suffering was real. Lazarus's death was real. The pain of Lazarus's sisters was real. But we know the end of the stories. The beggar received his sight after a long season of blindness. Martha and Mary received their brother back to life again after a season of mourning. We can even look at the lives of Joseph and Job, who received relief after long seasons of hard times. God accomplished a divine, far-reaching purpose in each of their lives that glorified his name. The purposes became apparent after some time had passed. Perhaps he is doing a similar work in your life now, a work that will ultimately bring him glory. God never promised us a happy, earthly ending to every season of hard times. But we do know the following. He is aware of everything going on in your life. As his child, nothing can separate you from his love. He feels your pain. God is sovereign over every season in your life. God has a divinely ordained purpose specifically for you, regardless of your circumstances. Sometimes making sense of hard times isn't a matter of mentally and emotionally understanding how and why something came to pass, but instead, making sense may mean making a choice to draw closer to and trust in the God who is the source of all comfort, peace, wisdom, contentment, and joy. So make sense of your hard times by choosing to move past your feelings and past your logic, and choosing to trust Jesus through your situation. That makes sense.